through our fellowship, all things are done. The majority of my family still wonders how I can use them and how I will be able to use them as I pour out my love, my grace, and my power on this earth. Though you are in this world, you are citizens of my kingdom and members of my glory. There is nothing that is done in my kingdom that is by your power or ability, for it is not by your might or power, but by my spirit. It is a kingdom of one. We are one in my spirit, and all that is done by my spirit through you. In the world, it is taught that ability is the gateway to all that is done. I have been retraining my family and teaching the ways of my kingdom, the ways of my family. In this world, much is made of your ability, but in my kingdom, I am your ability. We are a family, and it is in me that you live and move and have your being. Your life is in me, and we are not separate entities. We are one by my spirit in you. We are united by your life in me, that is the life in you. You were born into my image. The most important factor is our relationship, not your ability. The more you grow in your knowledge of me and your trust in me, the more you will allow me to use you by my spirit. Many would say, "Oh, but my Lord, you may use me as you wish by your spirit. That is my one desire." Yes, that is your one desire, but the things of your soul that get in the way of my desires in you must be removed as you are retrained by my truth. The least bit of your soul that wants to have its way over your spirit can keep my spirit at bay and can keep me from having my way. Trusting me so that you allow me to move through you comes by our fellowship. It is also through this fellowship that you agree to my spirit removing those things of the soul that rule in you. Our kingdom excels through trust, and this trust comes as you know me and spend time with me by my spirit. Take the life of my son as your example. He knew me, he loved me, he fellowshipped with me, and he totally trusted me. He did nothing without me. And he did everything for me. His life was totally given over to me. There was not one part of his life or one moment of his life that was not lived for me and in me as he walked on this earth. He was devoted to me. This was the fruit of his fellowship with me. Each moment of fellowship with me, you grow closer to me and grow in your devotion to me as you live more by my life within you. Your life in me is in our fellowship together. Our life is a fellowship and only a fellowship, for it is in your union with me that I do all things. It is with great joy that I see my family recognizing this place of fellowship with me. I did not create a family for the express purpose of doing great things in my name. I created a family for the purpose of deep and intimate fellowship with me, whereby I live in you, and you live in me, and together we walk as one very, very intimately. The works that you do are the fruit of our fellowship and intimacy. The life my son lived exhibited the fruit of our fellowship. He did miracles out of this fellowship. He spoke out of this fellowship. He loved out of this fellowship. He laid down his life out of this fellowship. He became sin out of this fellowship. There was nothing that was done that did not come from our fellowship. It is this level of fellowship that you move into as you continue to press forward into our love for each other. Knowing me is knowing me in you, and it is the fruit of our fellowship. Fellowship. Fellowship with me. It is the only thing. Mine is a kingdom of fellowship, and those who know me most walk in greater authority, for an intimacy is the greatest seat of authority, and it is through our fellowship all things are done.